Today's a special day at our church. We call it First Responder Sunday. Ever so often, we like to set aside a day and just recognize those people that are there to help us at any time. I like country music, and one of my favorite country stars is Luke Bryan. In 2022, he wrote a song, sang a song called Country On. And here's just a clip from one of the verses. It says, "Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in any time anything goes wrong. Country On." The lyric of the song mentions fire and police, but we could easily insert EMS professionals too. These are the men and women who come running anytime, anywhere, for anyone. When the call comes in, they don't ask if you're rich or poor. They don't ask for the color of your skin or whether you're politically left or right. They don't even ask if you're too young or too old to be saved. They just come running, running to help. It was July 28, 1973. It was the summer before my senior year of high school. My good friend Joe and his dad invited me and my dad to attend the Football Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. Before the game, we visited the museum. Well, from the floor to the ceiling, there were pictures and memorabilia of famous football legends. There were names of players I'd heard of, like Jim Brown, Gale Sayers, Bart Starr. But there were names I'd never heard of, like Raymond Berry, Jim Parker, and Joe Schmidt. What's interesting about those last three names, the names I didn't really know, they were being inducted in the class of 1973 into that year's Hall of Fame. You know, all these people were heroes of professional football, whether I'd heard of them or not. But not all heroes wear a football helmet, jersey, and cleats. Some heroes wear other uniforms. And some other heroes have their own Hall of Fames, too. I learned through some research that the American Police Hall of Fame and Museum is located near Titusville, Florida. In Phoenix, Arizona, you'll find the Hall of Flame Museum of Firefighting, and it's also home to the National Firefighting Hall of Heroes. Now, I didn't find a Hall of Fame for EMS workers, but I did find this story that's interesting. In the late 1960s, pioneering physicians across the U.S. began acting to bring Frank Pantridge's mobile coronary care model to their American cities. In Los Angeles, it was a cardiologist who in 1969 used a grant to field a nurse-staffed unit in a Chevy van that could defibrillate, start IVs, and give medications. He called it his Heartmobile. Now, did you know that the Bible has a kind of Hall of Fame too? We actually refer to it as the Hall of Faith. And it's a list of some of God's heroes. What made them heroes? Their faith. Faith is the key. And you know, we have faith in many things. I'll specifically highlight our faith in those who are called first responders. We have faith that they can and will help us when something goes wrong. My house is on fire and Grandpa is still inside. Our neighbor fell down the stairs and they're badly injured. Or a thief broke into the house and stole our jewelry. We have faith that there are people who are equipped to help. They have the power to help. They are willing to help. And they have the desire to help. They are waiting. They are available. For most of those people, it seems less like a job and more like a calling. They are called so we can call them. But you know, help won't come until we make the call. And so we even have faith in three little numbers. 911. I want you to listen. You know, while God is always watching over us and willing to help, he's only a 911 call away too. He's only a call away if you need wisdom to add years to your life. If you need that, just dial Proverbs 911 or Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11, which says, wisdom will multiply the days and add years to your life. So it sounds like wisdom is almost a fountain of youth, biblically, not Flintstone vitamins. How about this one? God's only a call away if you need teaching and healing. Just dial Luke 911. Luke chapter 9, verse 11. But the crowds found out where he was going, and they followed him. He welcomed them and taught them about the kingdom of God. And he healed all those who were sick. So do you need to learn about God? Well, let Jesus teach you. Open your Bible. It's all about him. Are you sick and tired? Are you tired of being sick? Well, just know Jesus wants to heal you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. But remember, of course, healing in this life is temporary at best. Complete healing comes when we get to heaven. And finally, there was a blind man who called 911, specifically John chapter 9, verse 11. He told them, quote, the man they called Jesus made mud and spread it over my eyes and told me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash yourself. So I went and washed, and now I can see. Hebrews chapter 11 is where we find the people in the hall of faith. Some names you've heard of, like Noah, Abraham, and Moses, and some you haven't, like Rahab, Barak, and Jephthah. So what I want to do is just read a few verses from Hebrews chapter 11, starting with verse 7. By faith, Noah built a ship in the middle of dry land. He was warned about something he couldn't see and acted on what he was told. The result, his family was saved. His act of faith drew a sharp line between the evil of the unbelieving world and the rightness of the believing world. As a result, Noah became intimate with God. How about verses 8 through 10? By an act of faith, Abraham said yes to God's call to travel to an unknown place that would become his home. When he left, he had no idea where he was going. By an act of faith, he lived in the country promised him. Lived as a stranger camping in tents. Isaac and Jacob did the same, living under the same promise. Abraham did it by keeping his eye on an unseen city with real eternal foundations. The city designed and built by God. Here's another one, and in this case, the actual names of the people are not specifically mentioned. It's in verse 23 of Hebrews 11. By an act of faith, Moses' parents hid him away for 3 months after his birth. They saw the child's beauty, and they braved the king's decree. And then finally, here's another person in the hall of faith, Moses. Verses 24 to 28. By faith, Moses, when grown, refused the privileges of the Egyptian royal house. He chose a hard life with God's people rather than an opportunistic soft life of sin with the oppressors. He valued suffering in the Messiah's camp far greater than the Egyptian wealth because he was looking ahead, anticipating the payoff. By an act of faith, he turned his heel on Egypt, indifferent to the king's blind rage. He had his eye on the one no eye can see and kept right on going. By an act of faith, he kept the Passover feast and sprinkled Passover blood on each house so that the destroyer of the firstborn wouldn't touch them. These people mentioned in the Bible did great things by faith, but they were just regular people like you and me. Even though we consider them heroes of the Bible, they were just everyday heroes. Our world, our community, is filled with first responders, which we call everyday heroes. Some you know by name, some whose name you'll never know. But to all those people in those fields, we say thank you. Thank you for answering your calling to be in law enforcement, to be a firefighter, or to be in the EMS field. Now let me finish with this. I've shared that fire, police, and EMS respond when we call. I've shared that God responds when we call. But there is one more entity that needs to respond, and that's you and me. You see, an emergency 911 call has already gone out to all people all over the world, and that call is from God. He's offering to save you, to save your soul, to save you eternally. And so the question is, as I end, have you responded to his call? In the book of Revelation, it says that Jesus stands at the door knocking. We have to just believe in him and give our heart and life to him and open the door. And the way I interpret the scripture, the way it's written, and I've seen paintings that depict this very verse, and the door handle is only on the inside where you and I are. In other words, Jesus is on the outside knocking gently on the door. He's not going to bust it down coming in to save us. But if we will respond by turning the door knob and opening the door, he will come in. And then believing in him, believing in his son, or believing in that Jesus died and rose again, that's how we're saved. So I hope that you will have done that already. And if not, I hope you'll do it today. So I'll just end with this. All of you go and be blessed and be a blessing. Amen.